Love in the good old-fashioned sense, which is today more and more rare. Love as an encounter. Love. Love in the good old-fashioned sense, which is today more and more rare. Love as an encounter. This is why in English and also in some other languages, not all, like French, you use the term fall. We fall in love. This is the eventual dimension. In what sense? Let's say you live a happy life. You are lucky, you have a job, you meet regularly with friends, you are not in love, you just make one night stands, maybe here and there, you meet every evening with friends, you drink, you go to blah blah. Then all of a sudden, in a totally contingent way, let's say you stumble on the street, somebody helps you to stand up, it's a young girl or boy, blah blah, and of course, it's the love of your life. A totally contingent encounter, but the result can be that your whole life changes. Nothing is the same, as they say. You even spontaneously perceive your entire past life as leading towards this unique moment. You know, the illusion of love is, oh my God, I was waiting all my life for you. This, something like this would have been the love event. And I think it's getting more and more rare today. Many intelligent cultural critics noticed how we are almost returning to pre-romantic, pre-modern times when marriage or love connections were a matter of relatives, counselors, and so on. Your uncle, your aunt, they selected whom you will marry, and so on. Today, it's similar, only instead of all those old wise uncles and so on, it's dating agencies, marriage agencies, and so on and so on. What they offer us is precisely love without the fall, without falling in love, without this totally unpredictable, traumatic encounter. And that's what I find very sad. I think that today we are simply more and more afraid of these eventual encounters. You encounter something which is totally contingent, but the result of it, if you accept it as an event, is that your entire life changes. It's a different story. This is why I think that this, avoiding falling in love, is the same phenomenon as a standard joke that I use in almost all my books. You know how we want today the thing without the bad aspect of it, without the price we have to pay for it. We want, I don't know, sugar without calories, so we have sweeteners. We want beer without alcohol. We want, and so on and so on. And I claim it's the same thing in sexuality. We want brief, safe sex, sexual encounters without the fall, without this fatal attachment. And I think this is the most sad thing here, that even what is slowly emerging as maybe the predominant ideology today, what I ironically refer to as Western Buddhism. Life is just a play of appearances, don't take it too seriously, maintain a proper distance, don't get too attached to worldly objects. It fits perfectly this superficial consumerist attitude. So again, events are rare. An event is a traumatic encounter which, to put it in more learned philosophical terms, retroactively creates its own causes.
Thank you. Job without a salary. I was trying to get unemployment, and I was told first kicks in after a few weeks, and I was busy looking for another job, and I also have a heart condition, and I told him I have a heart condition. I said, here, take a few dollars. I'm sorry this happened to you, but just leave me alone. I'm not the person who deposited us.
Myself, April, Tammy, and Brad.
You young, 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 young through the sound, spit it out of. Counterattack, spin it back. See my body is separate from the body. Counterattack, spin it back. Feeling like
Cybernet.
Feeling like